gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Buddy, thank you so much for being with me as we bring you all of the Auto World's excitement for this day and this weekend, and certainly going on the past few days. There's been an awful lot, including the Woodward Dream Cruise in Detroit and what used to be called the weekend out in California on the Monterey Peninsula is now really a week-long series of events. And we have Phil Skinner, the collector car market editor from the Kelley Blue Book, standing by reporting live from where the action is happening right now as we speak at the 18th hole at the Golf Links at the Lodge at Pebble Beach, where arguably the world's number one collector car event is underway as far as concours is concerned. This is the World Series. This is the Stanley Cup. This is the Super Bowl of all car events. And if you have a question anytime throughout the hour, we'd love to hear from you at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com. Let's go out to Monterey, California, and welcome the collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, Mr. Phil Skinner. Welcome back to Auto World. How you doing, Phil?
Hey, Bob, we are so glad to be with you here. We're in Monterey. We're overlooking the 18th green where the awards presentation are going on as we speak. We're very honored to be in the Atwell suite. Richard Atwell has been an exhibitor here at Pebble Beach for 35 years in a row, and he invited us up to his suite to overlook the grounds and do our show and say good morning to you, good afternoon, good evening.
That's right, depending on where you're picking us up.
We've been here.
What time did you get there this morning, Phil? Because, you know, there's such a thing known as the Dawn Patrol, but I know you were covering a lot of the auctions late last night, so it's always a challenge to get there.
We were here a little past 6 o'clock this morning.
Wow.
We got on the grounds, and we were here for Dawn Patrol 1, and then there's a different Dawn Patrol this year. Good friend of ours, I'm sure you know, Don Williams, the owner of the Blackhawk Collection
of
Danville, California. He has also had his Don Patrol out, D-O-N, celebrating 40 years of consecutive participation with the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance. He's been a mainstay of this function, and I can say for the last four decades. I was watching him this morning. He was right where he usually is, which is right where the cars come in. Early in the morning, inspecting each car, because sooner or later it seems like he owns them and sells them to somebody else.
That's great. Well, let's tell everybody about this wonderful event. It happens once a year. I call it kind of the Super Bowl, the World Series of collector car events. And vehicles come from all over the world to be on display there at Pebble. And certainly this year they're saluting a number of different vehicles, the 100th birthday of Aston Martin, the 100th birthday of Duesenberg.
Simplex.
And yes, Simplex, the 50th anniversary of the Porsche 911, 50th anniversary of Lamborghini, 60th anniversary of the Corvette has been honored throughout the week as well. But what a stellar field. I know we talked a little bit earlier today. Tell us about some of your particular favorites. I know there's some great Lincolns on display. What caught your eye out there today, Phil?
Well, as you were saying, Lincoln is the featured mark per se. The poster is celebrating the first, I think it's the first post-war American car ever put on a Pebble Beach poster, and that is the Continental Mark II, not a Lincoln Continental Mark II, but the Continental Mark II. And the poster car was just awarded first in class. It was a beautiful black little coupe that had been originally owned by Ann Ford, who was Edsel Ford II's first wife. And mother of Edsel Ford II. And Edsel Ford II was here today with that car. It was quite an interesting viewing of that vehicle. Also here was a 52 Lincoln custom-built Durham Town car that had been owned by Ford II's grandmother, Eleanor Ford, who was the widow of Edsel Ford. But the car that I'm really, the one I'm in love with, it is a 1950 Lincoln presidential parade car. It's known as the Bubble Top. It was used extensively by Harry S. Truman and to great use by Dwight D. Eisenhower. It's known as the Bubble Top. It has not been out of the Henry Ford Museum in almost 50 years. And they brought it out here.
Wow.
Got it running and brought it out to the show. And it is really unique to see such a historic vehicle here. But there are lines and lines of historic vehicles. The very first production Duesenberg Model A is here. The very last production Marmon V16. There are record-setting cars. There are prototype cars. There are so many. There's so much automotive history on this field today. You could literally write an encyclopedia based just off of that. It's just amazing, and I mean, well worth the price of admission and everything else you have to put up to come and visit this. Like you called it earlier, the bucket list top dog.
Let's talk a little bit about the auctions. Years ago, there used to be just one auction in Monterey, and over the last couple of decades, it has exploded, and there are just a ton of auctions, and I understand next year there will be another new auction coming back into the fold. Tell our listeners all about all the different auctions that have been happening over the last several days.
Starting Thursday, that is the first night of auction action here, there are five major auction houses here. I'm kind of going through them in alphabetic order. Bonhams, without a Quail Lodge, they did their sale on Friday. About a little over $30 million, their best year ever. Then I think we go alphabetically would be Meekum Auctions. They are in, they're kind of at the Hyatt Regency Resort. And about 750 cars, and I just talked to Dana Meekum. He said, well, over $20 million, making it his best year ever. And then we have to go to, I would say, Gooding. I forgot Gooding. Gooding Auction, they did their first session last night to the tune of about $50 million. Very good night. High sale there was a Ferrari 250 Europa Coupe at $8.6 million on the hammer, plus another $860,000 for commission. And then we have to go to RM Auctions, which last night had their second of two sessions. And they hit a big home run. They set a record, highest price ever paid for a single car at auction in the United States, second highest price ever paid for a car at auction in the world. It was the 1967 Ferrari NART, which is North American Racing Team Spider convertible, created by Luigi Canetti. It was in impeccable condition. Pre-sale was 14 to 17 million. Excuse me. And the car closed out at $25 million.
Unbelievable, Phil. Wow.
And then we had Ruth on Steel, and they did another about $12 million.
Incredible. So just a tremendous amount of auction activity, and there's still more to come. Tell us about some of the other auctions that have happened and that are going to be happening.
Well, if you're a motorcycle fan, we have Mid-America Auctions. They're doing what they call a silent auction online, and they have about 200 really interesting vintage motorcycles. We've been over there getting our auction data from them. There are so many other things to do. Concorso Italiano, if you're an Italian fan. Yesterday, on Friday, they had Legends of the Autobahn, which was specializing on German-built vehicles, and this was over at Quail Lodge. And there are just, I mean, so many individual marks having their views and their events. And then there's Retro Auto. This is for people collecting automobilia.
Oh, cool.
Everybody, look, there's something automotive to do here.
When we come back on the other side, more live coverage from Pebble Beach 2013 on Bob Lund.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. AutoGeek.com is the web hotspot for all things car. www.autogeek.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Long, considered by most to be North America's number one automotive radio personality. And whenever I pulled the Auto World radio show over for commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring nationwide cruise-ins, swap meets, and shows, individual members' ride photos, a huge automotive search engine, contests, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and much more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Thanks for being here. Phil Skinner, the collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, is joining us live from a suite overlooking the 18th Green at Pebble Beach, where the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance for 2013 is underway. They're giving out the awards, and Phil, has Jay Leno done his usual charity routine?
I think he's going to be coming up probably in the next half hour or so. But he's been out here. It's a lot of celebrities you see or people you know. Everybody's familiar with the usual George Bears or stuff. But today I actually got a chance to talk to Edsel Ford II. And also where we're broadcasting from, which is the, as I said, the Richard Atwell Family Suite overlooking the awards area. And it's held in conjunction also with Lake Auctions.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of just, you don't know who's going to pop in over here. We've seen a number of major car owners and everything else. And I actually have Richard Seven Oaks with me, who's the president of Lake Auctions, if it's possible. Have him chat a bit about what some of the things Mr. Atwell has been doing out here as what with the late auctions, as far as like a special barbecue for the truckers and some of the other activities they have.
That sounds fantastic. Thank you so much, Phil.
Howdy, this is Richard Sevenoaks.
Hey, Richard, welcome to Auto World. Thank you very much for joining us live there from the suite overlooking all the goings-on at Pebble Beach 2013. Certainly, as I said to Phil, this is kind of the World Series, the Super Bowl of Concours events. People are from all four corners of the globe. They have all come to the Monterey Peninsula to see this incredible series of events, which culminates with the Great Concours.
Absolutely. We're out here with Richard Atwell's suite, and it's funny is that we're second generation. My father-in-law, Jimmy Lake, and Rich Atwell's father, Bob Atwell, started, you know, with this suite, you know, 30 years ago before everything turned into corporate. You know, everything is corporate.
That's right.
We're the last suite down on the lower level that all the Okies and the Texas and the guys on the Southwest can come down, enjoy some barbecue, some fraternity, talk about their cars. We've got about 15 guys that are showing cars from our part of the world out on the Concours here, and they're all sitting on the porch with bated breath, waiting to see if they're going to get an award, first, second, or third.
Oh, that's fantastic. For those of our listeners who may not be familiar with the Lake Auctions, certainly we've done a number of broadcasts courtesy of Phil covering the action for us, but some of our listeners may not be familiar with all the great work that you guys do.
Yeah, we're the regional auction down in Oklahoma and Texas, and, you know, just family-owned. We just enjoy coming out here with all the people that we've known over the years, because it's funny that it's a generational thing. My children and my grandchildren are here just the same way that Bob Atwell and Jimmy Lake were here. So it's an enjoyable multi-generational event that you pass down the love of these cars.
That's fantastic. And Phil was telling me a little bit earlier about a really special event that you do for all the truck drivers. There are so many rigs from so many different transport companies out there for the Pebble Beach events and surrounding auctions. And you guys did something really cool, a barbecue. Tell us all about it, Richard.
Well, you know, Rich Atwell's company is Coastal Transport. He runs about 500 oil tankers around. And we for years have gone out to the polo field, and there's hundreds of trucks out there. And these poor truck drivers, because they're carrying million-dollar loads of all these cars, they can't leave there. And they have these roach coaches, these mobile trucks that come out and sell them, you know, tostadas and stuff. Mm-hmm. And these guys choking those down. So Atwell, about 8 years ago, said, hey, I'm going to feed these guys. And I said, great, let's get a keg, and, you know, and we'll barbecue some ribs and stuff like that. And it started out very small. And I felt sort of like, you know, Tom Sawyer and Huck Finn. He says, come on and help me out. Now it takes 2 days. I mean, we have to cut up 500 pounds of barbecue that Rich brings in from Texas, freeze-dried, pre-cooked ribs and brisket, and we put them on the grill, and there we go to Costco and buy 50 chickens and quarter them up. And yesterday we had 190 truck drivers go through our line, and we fed them, and it's just such a great feeling because these truck drivers, they're the backbone of our industry. They bring the cars here. They're the guys, you know, my father-in-law, Jimmy Lake, used to say, you got to get down and scratch with the chickens. You know, you get right down with the folks. And from a selfish perspective, is these guys call me up and say, hey, do you know I'm dropping off 15 cars over here with a guy in North Texas? Do you know him? And I said, no, but I will tomorrow. So, you know, there is a little payback to this.
That's fantastic, and I'm so certain that all those guys so appreciate that barbecue, and it sounds like some really good food was served there. You got my mouth watering just talking about it.
Oh, heck yeah. We got Rudy's barbecue sauce from San Antonio and an actual South Texas barbecue. I mean, it's, you know, a lot of these people are Yankees. They don't know what in the heck, you know, good barbecue, you know, they You know, so when they get some of this smoked meat, they go, wow, what is this? So, but anyway, that's part of what we, and then we come over here to the lodge and serve it to 150 of our friends over here that are showing on the concourse on Sunday.
Oh, that's fantastic. Tell us a little bit more about Mr. Atwell and his participation in the lake auctions.
Well, you know, Bob Atwell, Rich's father, started coming out here in the 60s, you know, to show cars. They have shown a car every year that this concourse has been going on. And so Rich would come with Bob, and he had his love of cars. And when Bob passed, Rich took it over, and he started showing cars. And this year, for the first time, Rich's son, Blake, is actually showing a car at the concourse. So we're on our he's on his third generation of showing cars at the Pebble Beach Concourse. Because we're all getting older, you know, you got to be able to pass this stuff down. And we, you know, we're passing down the concept of the trucker's lunch, the hospitality suite, showing cars. And it's just a wonderful event. I mean, and it's, you know, compared to the rest of the corporate world that's going here, this is a fun family event.
Couldn't agree with you more. I'm not a big fan of a lot of the corporate stuff that goes on in 2013. So it's great to hear that you guys are doing what you're doing. Before we go any further, Richard, why don't we make sure and give out the web destination and any telephone or social media information that you'd like for Lake Auctions?
Yeah, Lake Auction is spelled like L-E, like lake, L, I'm like leak, L-E-A-K-E. car.com. Our next auction is in Dallas, Texas, 3 days, November 22nd, 3rd, and 4th. We'll have 600 cars, and come on down and see us. You know, and it's a down-home flavor. You know, you got the family. We're second generation running this, so come on down and be with us.
That's great. I asked Phil about his favorite vehicles, one or two or three that he's seen so far today. When we come back on the other side, Richard, I'll pose that question to you. And, of course, we are available for telephone calls from our listeners around North America at 855-660-4261. You're listening to special coverage of Pebble Beach 2013 live, courtesy of Phil Skinner, collector car market editor at the Kelley Blue Book. I'm Bob Long. This is Auto World.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer, then you need Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th. A weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn & Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We are back, and we thank you so much for being here. This is Auto World. This is Bob Long. Usually, I'm at the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance. It's only about the third year in the last 20, the last 2 years, I've stayed home because I'm a dad to a 2.5-year-old Lucy, so I don't like to travel as much as I used to, but I hope to be back out there next year. And Phil Skinner is joining us live from the Collector Car. He's a Collector Car market editor from the Kelley Blue Book, joining us from the Atwell Suite, and he is arranged for a very special guest to be with us, Richard Seven Oaks. And Richard, are you still with us?
Howdy, back with you.
Great. I just wanted to get your take on your favorite vehicles that you've seen so far today, and perhaps favorite events that you've attended over the last few days there in Monterey.
Yeah, I kind of go with the local flavor. There was of course, the Atwells have a 38 Lincoln Zephyr convertible coupe that they are showing. But my favorite car, but it just came in second in class, is from also from Fort Worth, Texas. Paul and Julie Andrews have a 55 Lincoln Indianapolis Buana coupe. And what's cool about it is it's painted burnt orange, of course, which is the colors of the University of Texas. But it's so good to look out onto the field and see a brightly colored car in a sea of dark cars. So I kind of thought that was good. I'm also a Rolls-Royce fan. Robert Pass out of St. Louis, Missouri, had a 1925 Rolls-Royce Silver Ghost Rooster Riviera, which I thought was a wonderful car. But, you know, the thing is, everyone likes the exotic, you know. I think Best of Show is going to end up being something, you know, from the continent. A good friend of ours, John Ridings Lee, out of Dallas, Texas, has an Alfa Romeo here. He's got a 32 Alfa Romeo 8C 2300 Corto Touring Spider, which I thought was beautiful. So if you're looking for something that the judges look for, you know, they love that swoopy European look. So that's another wonderful car. So it's very much a personal taste on what you'd like and versus what the judges will judge as Best of Show.
Absolutely. Well, Richard, it's been a pleasure spending time with you on air, and we look forward to that upcoming Lake auction. Once again, the date in Dallas is
November 22nd, 3rd, and 4th, Dallas, Texas, lakecar.com. Come see us. And we actually like Phil, too, so you can have him back there.
That's great. Thank you, Richard.
Thank you very much. Great fun. Here's Phil.
Thank you. That's Richard Seven Oaks. We go back to the collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, Phil Skinner. Phil, before we go any further, let's remind folks about all the cool stuff that folks can find at Kelley Blue Book, whether they're into collector cars or want to research new cars or pre-owned cars. You guys have got an amazing team. I wouldn't mind working for you guys, to be honest with you.
KBB is for many years, Kelley Blue Book always been known as, I think that's where the dealers went to figure out the value of a used car on trade-in or what they were going to sell it for. But when we came online years ago, we made all that information basically available online for free. But we've got so much more than just used car values today. We're a kind of a new car shopping place. We have everything you want to know if you want to compare cars for their ratings or their safety ratings or their fuel ratings or their storage capacities or uses. KBB.com is kind of a all-in-one information source for anything in the world of new cars. We also are a great place for used cars at our partners, autotrader.com, and numerous other partners online. If you have anything interesting buying or selling a car, stop by KBB.com first.
Very good advice. So bring us up to speed. What's been happening while we were talking to Richard Seven Oaks? Are they still giving away the awards?
They're still doing the awards, and Leno has just taken to the podium. He's up there, and what they do every year here, and it started in 1998 when the first time they did this, they have a number of little charities going out here where they give away maybe, half a dozen cars, a couple of Rolex watches. Chances to enter are $100 each. Gee, just a little pocket change for these folks. Yeah, for me, it's like 2 weeks' salary.
Anyway, it's lunch money, not even lunch money, breakfast money for those folks.
Yes, and that's, not even having a second course of lunch or breakfast meeting. But anyway, they $100 a chance, and you can win the radio or win the car or the watch, as I said. And Jay Leno has volunteered his time to draw the numbers, have them call out me. Just has a lot of fun with it, as he refers to the gathering here. He says it's where the millionaires get to compete with the billionaires and not feel too, outclassed. He also called it the More Money Than Brains Club annual meeting out here.
And it's sometimes humorous because, quite often, of course, it's all going for charity, and Pebble Beach raises a tremendous amount, millions of dollars for charity each and every year. But some of these folks that buy these tickets for some of these cars and they give away, Mercedes, and they give away all kinds of cool cars. Quite often, I remember one time when Bruce Meyer, who is one of the biggest car collectors.
He's a supporter of the hobby.
Exactly, and he won one of the cars, and Jay gave him a really hard time.
Really razzed him, right? He just sat there, you just gonna take this car at my house here, and I'll be happy, So, Jay has a lot of fun with it. He just gets to be rather glib, and it's kind of interesting to watch the person out there. Sometimes the person's in here, they will call them and put them on the air over the PA thing, and the person, what? So it's just kind of cute. And I'd say Leno does this gratis for the charitable organizations that are here. And that's one of the things this charity, Pebble Beach, as well as other charities around the country, do is they are very, that's what the Concours do. They're giving off to charities, giving back, because the collector car hobby does cost money, and the people who are involved with it, they are usually blessed with good financial status, and giving back to the community is part of their life.
It certainly is, and you can't overlook that charitable component of the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance, because in the 60-plus years, they've raised literally millions of dollars, and they've got scholarships set up for folks going to McPherson College, and I know that Phil Hill, who was a regular there for many, many years as a judge, and of course has the distinction of winning both one of the earliest races there through the forest in Pebble at the Monterey the grounds of Pebble Beach and then exhibiting a car the same day. I know they're honoring him with a special charity this year as well.
Right. In fact, it's very interesting. Phil Hill was one of the premier American drivers in the American racing scene back in the 50s, in fact, world champion. And he raced here at Pebble Beach through the forest. In 1955, up to 1955, the Concours d'Elegance basically featured on newer modern cars that were privately owned. In other words, hey, you got your new Jaguar, you got your new Ferrari, bring it down, race it, and then show it. Starting in 55, they said, well, let's put an emphasis on older cars. And 55, the older car, I mean, the oldest car in the 1915 Packard was only 40 years old. Mm-hmm. Today it's a 99-year-old car. But in 1955, Phil Hill won the road race, brought his aunt's Packard to the show field, and turned around and won Best of Show with that. So he scored a double victory. Nobody was able to ever do that because, unfortunately, the road races ceased after that year. And that's what the Monterey Historic Races for many years celebrated, and now it's known as the Rolex. That's another great thing here, the Rolex Motoring Reunion, which is held at Lou Gehrig's Second Racetrack.
And this year, honoring the 60th birthday of the Corvette. When we come back on the other side, we'll get more auction results. I want to hear about what went on last night at Gooding and what's going to be happening tonight at Gooding. And we'll look ahead to 2014, and maybe we'll find out some other great stories from Phil Skinner joining us live from the Atwell Suite overlooking the links at the 18th Green at Pebble Beach 2013. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Auto World Radio is brought to you in part by 21st Century Insurance. Visit www.21st.com and by the Busted Knuckle Garage. Unique automotive and motorcycle gifts for everyone. Call 888-708-0897 Monday through Friday, 9 to 4 Mountain Time, or log on anytime to BustedKnuckleGarage.com.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine? Drive your automobile down the highway, man, on the road. Drive that automobile down the man on the road. Who is that? That's the police? You better drive that careful on this highway road.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for being here. We are bringing you exclusive live coverage of one of the great automotive events of the year. It's the Pebble Beach 2013 Concours d'Elegance, and it's all courtesy of one man, Phil Skinner, collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book. I haven't been able to make it out there the last couple of years. Phil normally will share the microphone with me out there in person, but we're doing it remotely as I'm in my humble Boston studio. And Phil has found himself a great locale. He's at the Atwell Suite overlooking the 18th green there at Pebble. Sounds like Jay Leno's having some fun.
Congratulations on your book. Yes. Well, like I say, they are continuing to give out awards. In fact, we just watched a Lamborghini Miura taking first in its class, crossing the block right now. The anticipation is really building up for what's going to be the best of show. That's going to be announced probably here in the next half hour or so. And, oh, by the way, if you have listeners at home and they want to tune in and see it live, it is being streamed at www.pebblebeachconcours.tv, absolutely free. You can log on and actually see all the activity live.
That's great. I should be doing that. I do. I wasn't aware of that. That's great information,
yeah,
Phil.
Yeah, something I just remembered. You know, get old, you forget things.
And, of course, I've been watching the auctions, too. The Mecum auction, of course, was on the Velocity channel. And then, of course, the RM auction was streamed online. The Gooding auction last night was also streamed online, and it will be tonight. And speaking of Gooding last night, they had quite a sale. I have the numbers in front of me right now. $53.7 million in vehicles sold. Some of the highlights of the Gooding sale last night include a 1957 Ferrari 250 GT 14 Louvre Berlinetta, which a record for a Ferrari 250 Tour de France at auction. It went for $9,460,000. Wow.
Yeah, that's actually $8,600,000 for the Hammer bid. They had 10% commission, which takes it up to that $9.4 million figure. And tonight it may go higher. They have a Bugatti on tap tonight that could set a record for Bugatti. It could do $20 million at auction.
Oh, and, unbelievable.
That's one that everybody's kind of really holding their breath for.
Also last night at the Gooding auction, one of my favorite supercars, the 1997 McLaren F1. This is the three-seater with the driver in the middle with a V12 BMW M Series power plant. Used a lot of exotic materials, carbon fiber, aluminum, titanium, even gold. these vehicles were ridiculously expensive when they came out in 1997. They were about $1 million or so. I know Jay Leno has one. I know that Ralph Lauren has got at least two, but the vehicle last night sold for in excess of $8 million. Incredible, Phil.
That's right. That was just one of the many incredible sales that we saw over there. And as we speak right now, Ed Herman is introducing Jay Leno, and they're going to be giving the cards away. So it's going to be, you'll probably hear some humorous pandemonium here.
And Edward Herman, of course, is the well-known actor and voiceover artist, and he's quite a collector himself.
Well, what's interesting is it's been overcast and kind of gray and bleak here. And he just came out there and asked everybody they're enjoying the day and telling you it was the sunniest day ever in Monterey. And I think he came out for about 30 seconds earlier on this afternoon.
You never can tell there. I've been there some Sundays that have been absolutely spectacular, but there are a lot of Sundays that are clouded with the fog.
Well, this one here, the fog is pretty thick. I mean, you can see the end of the field, but not much further beyond that.
I understand in talking with Ken Gross, a good friend of both of ours, that a couple of special exhibits they had this year, including one of BMW 507, that's a rare one, along with some Indianapolis race cars. Did you get a chance to get a look at either one of those classes?
Oh, yeah. We went through the Indy race cars, and to talk about history on four wheels, the vehicles that were there were just outstanding in their condition, and just the the history there. And the BMW 507s, I think what was really neat were the custom-bodied cars. My favorite in that group is a little coupe that Raymond Loewy did up in 1957 and has been credited with the impetus for what would become the Studebaker Avante.
Incredible. What great stories. And, of course, a lot of new car presence there. There's an area as you approach the Pebble Beach Concours Elegance field that's an upper lawn, which is given to the automakers to show off concept cars and production cars. I know BMW showed up their concept M4. Cadillac showed off a concept flagship vehicle. Aston Martin showed off a concept. Aston Martin introduced a production vehicle, the Vantage, which is the convertible version of the Vanquish, incredible car. I know that Shelby,
Cadillac introduced a car that I think is just off the charts called the El Mirage. Unique spelling, it's E-L-M-I-R-A-J. And I want to tell you, you talked about advanced design. It has hybrid capabilities. It has regular gas capabilities. But what's really neat about Cadillac is their celebration of the heritage with everything from V16s to Coupe de Ville. Cadillac is really starting to celebrate their heritage in the automotive world.
So true, Phil, and they've hit some home runs in recent years. There's no question about that. And one of the cool things, too, I mean, there are a lot of automotive designers who are judges out there. Ed Welburn, the chief of design for General Motors, I know, is one of the judges, and Jay Mays, chief creative officer for the Ford Motor Company, and that's just naming a couple. It's, I would imagine, great design inspiration for them to see some of these great classics, and it's wonderful when I see some integration of the classics of yesterday being built into the new vehicles of tomorrow.
Yeah, and it's like you just look at a styling feature and say, ooh, that dates back to like a 1930s CAD V12 or something, and you're implementing something like that in a modern styling trait. It really is interesting, and I think right now we're coming back into a real highlight of American automobiles, both in design and in mechanical function.
Absolutely. It's kind of a new golden age. And certainly, Phil, you've been in the collector car world for many, many decades. Did you ever expect that we would reach the point that we have where vehicles are being sold for in the $20 million range? I personally never thought. I remember being at an RM sale. You were probably there. It was probably like 1999, 2000, somewhere in there, and there was a Shelby Daytona coupe that was driven by Bob Bondurant that was the highlight of the sale, and it went for like $5.5 million, and people were going crazy.
Yeah, $5 million, and what really is strange is up here we've seen $5, $6 million sales, and people are going, oh, that's nice. Oh, 10, 12, 15, 16 million, 25 million. That's when it really gets big. And like I said, you think about $25 million. People sit here and talk about a $6 million house. Think about land development where there's 100 houses in there at $250,000 each. 100 houses in a development at $250,000 each. Then you got the $25 million. Not counting the 10% commission. You can order 10 houses out of that.
Somebody's making money out there. It's not you or I, but there are a lot of people making some serious money.
There is somebody. There is money out there. And like I said, people say, well, hey, a $25 million car, how's that going to affect my little Chevelle or maybe my Rambler American? It's the trickle-down factor. Because the interest in a car like that is going to spawn interest in lesser cars and really nice original cars that aren't messed around with. They're going to see the prices go up. And I think, you know, 2 weeks from now, we're going to be in Auburn, Indiana. We're going to be seeing the Auction America sale and worldwide group sale down there. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens down the road.
Absolutely. And we'll be joining you for that as well. Phil, give my best to everybody out there. Thank Mr. Atwell and Richard Seven Oaks. And thank you for bringing us the flavor of this wonderful event.
Thank you very much, Bob. We'll talk to you soon.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.